Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a Week 13 edition of the Coach McVay Show. I'm JB Long with my broadcast partner, DeMarco Farr. Sean McVay is with us, and in accordance with the NFL's protocols around the facility and around the Thanksgiving holiday, we thought it would be best to do tonight's show remotely. So thank you all for your patience, and Sean, thank you for your flexibility.
You're welcome.
When you got with the group today, where'd you pick up the conversation following the loss at Green Bay last night?
Yeah, I think you look at the film, you see where are things that we can improve upon, and then you turn your focus and concentration towards the Jaguars. And so I thought there was a lot of things that we can take away from yesterday. Some of the similar themes, hurt us and hurt our ability to be able to, get the outcome that we desired. But love this group, love this team. I'm excited about the opportunity to keep swinging with these guys, and I trust that we're going to fight our way out of this rut the right way.
You get into this business, things like this are going to happen. You're going to have months like this. There's always lessons and losses. So I guess, what did you learn from coming from Green Bay, I guess, within the last 24 hours about your football team?
I think you learned that, the biggest thing is during these times, DeMarco, you want to be more inside out than ever. Our guys stayed connected. I love the energy on the sideline in spite of a lot of the adversity that we did face, some of which was kind of self-inflicted on our part. But the good thing is that you can really see that, for that being such a great football team that we played, for us to do so many things that aren't in alignment with really our football philosophy, our way of trying to win football games and still give ourselves a chance towards the end, that's a positive. You don't ever have, we always expect to try to go play and to get the result that we desire. But, I was pleased with that. And then again, it's some of the things that we can correct the detail, and we're getting some guys up to speed that haven't been, whether they haven't even been in our building or haven't been doing some of the things that we're asking of them. They're handling it the right way. And that's where we just got to focus on trying to get better this week and see if that helps the result.
How'd you come home from the health standpoint?
I think we were pretty good. Daryl really is the only one of note that he kind of strained his quad, Daryl Henderson did. And so we'll be smart with him throughout the course of the week, and we'll see what that looks like as the week progresses.
I thought he pounded the rock pretty good. I thought he caught the ball well out of the backfield.
Yeah, I thought he did a nice job. That was a big-time touchdown catch that he had, DeMarco. Had some tough runs. We had some things that we could do better in the run game as well. But that's the case with every single game. But, Daryl's done a great job this year. I really love the way that he's competed. Thomas Brown's done an outstanding job with him.
We talked plenty on this show and others about turnovers. I know you addressed them after the game last night. But what about kind of that next category of plays, which to me feel like just disconnects, missed opportunities that would put you in a much better game control standpoint? I'm talking about, picking up that extra yard on the ground, or maybe – taking a screen pass left instead of right that might, alter the course of the game, or maybe even prevent you from turning it over in the first place.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's just overall execution. It's the ability to be able to get as much out of, whatever some of these plays are, and people being able to work in unison. I think for us, as coaches, more detail, more clarity that we can provide, and I think it'll lead to better execution. And that's what's important.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people seem to harp on the turnovers. When you turn it over, throw an interception, put it on the ground, they get it. I'm coming the other way. You got the ball out, I think, three times and got one. I think that's just as important as you turning the ball over.
No doubt. I totally agree with that.
I mean, you got to have it there. So, when you are attacking a defense, there's only so much you can cover up. As an offensive guy, when you're coming at somebody's defense, there's only so much you can cover up. And the more snaps they have at your defense, you're going to find holes. That's just the way it goes. So you can't really blame one guy or one group. It's a team effort. So when you turn it over, you expose your defense. Against a guy like Rodgers in his own house, he's going to find some dead spots. That's fair
exactly
to say.
Right. Yeah, no question about it. No question.
Sean, when you're looking for guys to kind of give you that little extra effort, I look at that play that Cooper Kupp made. I think it was late in the game at the plus 30, maybe, carries a group of Packers about 7 extra yards. Are plays like that kind of the visual leadership that you're hoping for from guys who have been there and done this before that will get you over the hump?
They are, JB. I mean, he represents everything that's right about the way you compete, the way you just stay steady throughout the course of the game. Been so impressed with Cooper, really, since the moment that he got here as a rookie. But that play is definitely a great illustration of one of the things that makes him great. Just the will, the grit, the determination to finish the right way. And he epitomizes a lot of the things that are right about us. And that's why he's been one of the best players in the league this year.
Yeah, I almost liked his touchdown pass. I thought Van Jefferson got 2 feet down, didn't you?
I did.
You were there.
I was a couple inches away from that one.
Yeah, that was big. And I like that deep route, too, the way he kind of walled that defender off to keep possession of the football to only allow himself to get through it, or you have to go through him to make a play on it. I thought that was great.
No question.
Sean, I was flying home looking at snap counts from last night's game, and I feel this tension. I can only imagine what you're going through between, you know, is there a sustainability to this versus what choice do you have, right? Because we're trying to get to the postseason. But also, once we get there, we want to have the best group available that we can possibly have. How are you kind of weighing that in your own mind when non-starters last game play, I think 14 combined snaps, 12 of those belonging to Sony Michel?
Yeah, we've got to try to figure it out. We've got to be able to have a little bit more mixture, no doubt about it. What that looks like is something that we're working through, but I think that's asking a lot for those guys to play as many snaps. We're very thin. We haven't carried a lot of bodies up just on game day from the offensive side of the ball in general, but those are things that, I've got to do a better job of taking advantage of the 48 guys that we get up and however many that we put up on offense.
There is an element of the what choice do you have, right, though? Because we know who your starting 11 are. They're proven. They're capable. And because of some injuries and some other things you've encountered, the players behind them haven't been able to prove that, at least under the lights at a place like Lambeau.
Yeah, and that's very true. But I think to your point, you got to make sure that we don't use that as a crutch. I think it's a good opportunity for some guys maybe to get some chances and to see how they deliver. We'll see if that's something that's reflected in the game plan this week.
A lot of people have been asking, or I guess demanding, the people in the comment section, oh, you need to bench guys, replace guys, whatever. Sometimes it's not about replacement. You just have to get better at what you're doing. So, and at this point in the season, who you're going to replace them with? Your best players are playing. I think that's fair to say, right?
Yeah, I mean, you always want to have competition, but I think there's a lot of things that go into it. You know as well as I do, DeMarco, there's 22 moving parts on every single snap. Football is the greatest team sport there is, and there's 11 guys on each side of the football. A lot of people don't know exactly what their role and responsibility is within the framework of the play call or what they're supposed to be doing defensively or offensively. Guys' job is to play to the best of their ability every single snap, execute their techniques with the right fundamentals, and then to be able to deliver. And we got to put them in a position to be able to do that. But I think there can be a lot of, misunderstandings of what guys should or shouldn't be doing unless you really understand the totality of, what the intent of everything we're trying to get done is.
There's a 3rd and 3 in the second quarter where you tried to hit OBJ on a left side slant. I think the corner and the safety both kind of drove on that. Did you just make a little mental note there that we're coming back to that with a sluggo at the right opportunity to get that touchdown?
Yeah, that was kind of a similar look that they played where we were able to hit Cooper. They did a good job. I thought it was a good location by Matthew, kind of a bang-bang play where Amos ended up triggering down on it when we kind of motioned the back to create a 4-by-1, but they did a good job right there, and it definitely did set up some things that we were able to get to a little bit later on in the game.
Oh, dang it. I looked at the comments. Stop the turnovers. Yeah, I think he's trying, right? Some people have told me about seeing you on the sideline shouting into your play card as if that's new, as if you're immune to being frustrated. Every coach gets frustrated. Were you a little bit frustrated at that moment?
Yeah, I was frustrated with myself because I wanted to provide more clarity on, what the intent of what we were trying to get done on that play was. And, yeah, anybody that's been following us, I'm a very excitable, passionate guy. I'll never apologize for that.
So of Green Bay's points, as we flip side of the defense a little bit, 19 come from those turnovers and or short fields. I don't mean that to excuse your defense in any way. They give up some long field drives as well. But how do you fairly evaluate a performance that they give you last night in that context?
Yeah, I thought they played good enough to win, JB. I thought there was a lot of good things. They made their plays. I think you got to give tremendous respect for Aaron Rodgers and that offensive outfit. I mean, he and Devontae Adams are arguably as good as it gets when you talk about a quarterback-receiver combination. I think they do an excellent job being able to utilize their other personnel and accentuate their skill sets. And so they made a couple plays, but I thought our defense played tough. I thought we did a great job throughout the course of the day. And I think a lot of the good production that they had was a result of some tough spots that our defense was put in by those turnovers.
I don't think we've ever talked so much about punt return ever. What do you do about punt returning at this point? What can you do about punt returning at this point?
Yeah, that's something that we're working through right now, DeMarco. We got to be able to get it figured out. We can't turn the football over. We did anticipate being able to try to use Odell in some of those situations yesterday. He was playing so many snaps offensively, got a little bit banged up throughout the course of the game, and so we weren't able to do that. It was a tough outcome. I thought JJ came in there, competed to the best of his ability. We got to do a better job of having better ball security, but you give them credit. You know, the NFL's competitive, tough, and those guys forced the ball out.
Sean, it feels more pronounced than ever these last couple of games, San Francisco and Green Bay, the opposing quarterback, the opposing offense, bringing down their time to throw to near historic levels. They're no fools. They know what's coming. They know the pass rush that you've built. Is there a natural counter to that? Do you want your defensive backs to be more aggressive, to sit on things, or is a threat like Aaron Rodgers so capable in taking those deep shots that he keeps you honest in that regard?
Yeah, I think they've been able to do that because the game has dictated that's how they can efficiently stay on track and win the games. And so I think in its simplest form, we got to figure out a way to start games better, maybe give ourselves a chance to play with a lead so then you can really force other teams to be a little bit more one-dimensional, like it's kind of forced us to be when we've had to get behind, when we've gotten behind, excuse me. And so those are the things that you look at. And, I really think, you give them credit, but I think there's tremendous respect for the pass rush, how quickly we can get home with Aaron, with Leonard, with Vaughn, different guys up front. And so, I think being able to play with a lead and then being a little bit more efficient on some of those early downs where they're not in a whole lot of third and longs has been reflective of allowing them to efficiently move the ball and get conversions by the ball coming out quickly.
Mm-hmm. How bad do you just need a win? I mean, forget the playoff race, forget your record. How bad does this football team just need to feel victory?
Yeah, I think it's important. I want to see us just continue to improve. I want to see us continue to improve, and I do think that the results will follow. We're going to put our heads down. We're going to continue to really attack this week of preparation the right way, and looking forward to that next chance. But we can't do that right now. We got to clean this film up. Our guys will come back on Wednesday. Want to make sure that we do a great job. Like I mentioned, providing detail, providing the clarity, and then giving these guys a chance to go do their thing.
You hinted going into the bye that maybe the extra time would help Darius Williams as much as anyone get that ankle back closer to 100%. Did you see that in his performance last night, Sean?
Yeah, I thought he played really well. I thought he did an excellent job. We played a lot more, we challenged our corners a little bit more based on the nature of some of their personnel and the respect that we had for Aaron. And so thought he stepped up, and I thought Darius really had a good game.
Speaking of corners, the Jacksonville matchup, of course, means Jalen Ramsey facing the team that drafted him for the first time. He'll be a central figure this week, and rightly so. How do you feel about the return on investment from that trade and the contract extension that followed?
Yeah, I think the production speaks for itself. He's been outstanding, made an impact in a variety of ways. Loved the competitor. He's a captain. He's really, really continued to just mature into a totally complete football player that can do so many different things for us. He's got great energy, great charisma, great swag. And so we feel really good about that.
Yeah. Don't lose your swag though. This will pass, right? We'll get this going. Yeah. I don't want you to change at all. Don't let this change you.
You don't have to worry about me changing.
I had one kind of football theory question for you, Sean, and it's about the blurring lines between wide receiver and running back. And it's topical because over the weekend, I think four combined rushing touchdowns between Debo and Cordarrelle Patterson.
There's an
interesting USA Today article kind of going back through some of the history and its modern form. You guys have even done some of that, right, with Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods motion into your backfield. Do you think there's a time coming, whether it's this draft or in a couple years down the road, where that line really is so fuzzy that you don't even notice it anymore?
I think there's a chance. I think it takes special players. I think when you talk about Debo and Cordero, I think those are two uniquely special guys, where they're thicker, stronger builds that can sustain some of the hits that you take when you go through the line of scrimmage as opposed to catching the ball on the perimeter and the different ways that you can utilize some of those skill guys. Rondale Moore for the Cardinals is a similar build. You look at the different ways that they utilize him. They're not really giving him as many handoffs, but I think it takes a special guy. But those Joker-esque type of players, whether it be on offense or defense, are big difference makers in this league that can enable you to kind of create and change the math in a way that's favorable for you, whether it be offense or defense?
I have a pass catcher aligned between the hash marks, even go through Rams history, someone like Marshall Faulk and that unique ability to do either or, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, you look at, no question, Marshall's a great example and illustration of, you know, he's a running back first, but he was so skilled that the way that you can displace him all over the formation and be able to create those matchups is really the same thing. It's just kind of, you're just flipping that cycle as opposed to, you know, with Debo getting into the backfield. And then Cordero is actually playing running back for the Falcons. And then you look at a few weeks back against the Saints, you know, they need a big play. He's outside at the number one location and catches a 60-yard ball down the right sidelines against a DB.
Some of these dudes are just like running backs wearing 80 numbers. Let's just be honest. You know, that ain't fair. Put on a 34 if you're Patterson. Forget that 84 stuff.
We'll keep it tidy tonight, Sean, and let you get back to your business. DeMarco, glad you made it home safely. Glad you're the team. Likewise, Sean, the moral of the story, as always, keep your head out of the comments. Keep focused on the task at hand. We know better results are on their way.
That's our job.
There you go. No doubt about it. See you guys.
All right, good night, Sean.